Blog Talk Radio. keep your head to the sky. Whew, that's iconic, isn't it? Yeah, we try to bring you those iconic tunes from the past that bring back memories and lift up our spirits and our energies for productivity. And that's what we're really all about. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. My name is Darryl Clark, and you're at the right place at the right time. Thank you for taking the time out to again join us here at Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's called from around the globe, most often within the United States here, this great country that we live in. As our Constitution, this is news for you, by you, and of you. It's news intended to inspire you and encourage you, empower you, enlighten you, and instill you, hopefully, to be aware, to get involved, and to make a difference for you and your loved ones. As when those of you who fly, because I know some don't, when I say fly, I'm talking about airlines. No other kind of flying, right? But for those of you who have flown, which is probably 90% or 99% of this audience, you know what the line is with regard to safety and protecting yourself in the event that something unexpected and unfortunate may occur. Your stewardess or stewardesses will tell you when the oxygen mask dropped from the ceiling, the overhead, put the mask on yourself first. And from there, you can care for your loved ones, especially those who are younger, children, or elderly even. And so likewise, we encourage you to become informed, become knowledgeable, so that you in turn can help yourself, so that you can help others. And that's what we're really about here. As stated, it's news for you, by you, and of you, by you. We thank you, those of you who call in or send us emails with suggestions for various guests and or topics, knowing we will be vetting that information, because we take pride in bringing you, well, news that is true and grounded and can be verified. This evening, well, those of you on the mail list, you have an idea. So that's a carrot for those of you who are not. If you'd like to get on the mail list to get a text, a preview of what the upcoming program or programs are going to be about, simply send me an email to Productive News. That's Productive News with no spaces, spelled exactly as the word sounds, Productive, ProductiveNews, at Outlook.com. And so we do appreciate those of you who do reach out with leads. And if you'd like to join the Productive News crew, send us an email there. We'd like to get you involved, and I think it can be a very enlightening and rewarding experience. We'll show you how to go in and do some research and, well, how to make a difference specifically. I'd love to have you join the Productive News Weekly team. Well, back to the carrot. Yes, we do have a special guest. Hopefully, this is a guest that hasn't been on for quite a while. He's been traveling all over the globe, and now he has an event that he participates with most Thursdays. So in corresponding with him this week, He's saying that he would like to join, but he's not sure. So that's Dr. Master Glenn Mendoza, Master respectfully referred to in terms of his acumen being one of only a handful or so of pranic healers in the world. We'll talk a little bit about pranic healing in a moment. And so hopefully Master Glenn will be able to join us. We have been trying to reach him. And so it's possible that he may not be able to join us, but I am not giving up because Master Glenn is a man of his word. And if he says he's going to, I think we may have Master Glenn online with us. Well, let's see here. I believe we do.
Yes.
Yes, Master Glenn, you're here.
Yes. How are you?
Oh, we're well.
I'm sorry.
Yes. That's okay. That's okay. We appreciate any time that you're able to spend with us. It's been a while. I know you have a hard stop. In fact, I plan to participate with one of those that you're going to be actually rushing off to. So one of your advanced classes. So we're not going to delay. Our listeners, for the most part, know who you are, and I know that you're going to have to scoot just before 7, and I'll talk about a little bit of your background as well. Just real quickly, folks, I don't know, there's very few. We have new listeners every week, and we so appreciate you, but Master Glenn is truly a master pranic healer, and hopefully he'll give us maybe 1 or 2 minutes about that. He's also an astrology expert, meditation expert, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that and the benefits of meditation, especially during this specific time of the month, which is around the full moon. So we're going to get right into that, and then after this short, brief discourse, I'm going to talk a little bit about more about some of the acumen and accolades of Master Glenn, because he only has a few moments. Master Glenn, we are talking about astrology and meditation. We're in the throes of a full moon. Now, you being a meditation expert and having, your meditation service that you've done, how many decades has it been? It's been a while.
I was guiding meditations probably around 1996. Because I was not comfortable enough in guiding meditation, so I have to learn. But all my life I wanted to, I think I've mentioned this, I wanted to meditate, but I was brought up Catholic. And we were never taught how to meditate. We were taught how to pray. That's how I always rationalize it. And I really didn't know how to meditate. I thought it's just closing your eyes and just going deep. But I didn't even know how to go there. So it took me years, although probably within myself, I know that it's a good thing. So I continued to do it.
Wow, it's a long time, and you now have a global service that you provide, and I'd like to, before we get off, talk about that as well, where you have individuals around the world who participate in a global meditation. Before we go into that, and we'll do that before we close, and the benefits thereof, can we talk just a little bit? I mean, I know we always have new listeners. For the most part, our listening audience is predominantly our same listeners, but we do have new listeners, and even those who do listen, like a good movie, you always learn something new the second or third or even multiple times around. So if you would, brief meditation, if you could give us just to kind of an outline, a primer, if you will.
Meditation, people say that when we pray, we talk to God, and maybe meditation is when we listen to God. So I'm just trying to combine the East and the West kind of request. But meditation is actually going within. It's actually one level is going within, being aware and silencing yourself. That's silencing your thoughts, silencing the inner noise within you, whether it's emotions or thoughts. And another level which I sort of want to, or exploring and understanding, is actually experiencing the formless. But we still need the form. So meditation is the form, so we could experience the formless.
Wow, that's deep. I have to say that. Meditation is the form so that we can experience the formless. I've got to ask you to expound on that just a bit, even for myself.
When we meditate, people think when they meditate, they just go high. They go into a space wherein they expand consciousness and go into different levels. That is good. But how to get there is a platform wherein meditation does it. Wherein meditation, we just silence the inner part of ourselves, quiet our thoughts, then feel the silence. And some of them were poetic in appreciating, they said, the voice of silence. What is that voice of silence? Is it the meditative state wherein it's silent, whatever the noise around you can be? Or you listen to the whisper of the soul. So another poetic way of listening probably to the ideas that are probably offered to you for things that you need to do. So these are, to me, the exposing ourselves through meditation, but we still have to ground ourselves for that. You mentioned to me about the background during the COVID 2020. When people are so stressed out. So meditation is a avenue to get your stress dissipated, or when everybody was so uncertain of the certainty of the unknown because of the COVID, I started a meditation throughout the world, attended by hundreds, then later on thousands of people, and I realized everybody wanted to hold on to something, the feeling of despair, the feeling of difficult times. In fact, it's interesting, there are some people who are meditating in South America. They said, I'm in a roof, because this is the only signal I could have, and I just want to listen. I don't have my video. So I was just really touched by those. So we have it every day. I thought it was just going to be a quick 7 days, but it went on to 100 nights continuously. And not only that, we're meeting every day, every other day or so, to meet with the group to help them do pranic healing to those who have COVID, and mild, moderate, and severe. But going back to meditation, and after 100 days, I said, let's do it twice a week or thrice a week. let's do it as a family. So I have them join their children. Then I continued up to now, after 4 years, 3.5 years, or more, almost 4 years, actually we continued every Wednesday in a global meditation. And not only that, and I think you're party for that, Daryl, so what have we done? What have we learned from this meditation? We were able to go deep and silent. Silence appreciates the stillness and inner silence. And for some, experience the inner peace within them. So I realized it should not stop there. So I gave several talks on the essence of meditation so people could know what it is. Then the more I realized the meditation is grounded, the meditation itself is grounded, the meditation on twin hearts is actually, to make it more specific, is a loving kindness meditations we do as pranic healers. We bless the earth and we bless the earth and we bless others with the principle that you give to receive. If you want love, you give love. If you want peace, you give peace. If you want whatever you would want to desire, you should be able to give. And that's what we're doing. And sometimes the peace, for world peace, will come in different shades. We may be entitled for inner peace ourselves. So that's what I was saying from the objective. People meditate on objective. We're in objective point, like meditating on a tree, meditating on a mantra, meditating on a keynote. But somehow people will meditate on a word like beauty and looking at it. So having done that, I said, I think I have to tell them that we should advance our, people would love to learn more about advanced meditation. And that's where we are. Sorry, I have to be, I'm passionate about the meditation. So that's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, I invite the public to experience. People who have meditated throughout the years will bring you into a level. They pull you up. So just be part of the meditation for 45 minutes or an hour, how to silence your inner self so you could experience whatever they might be. And interestingly enough, a person told me, I was discussing this, I said, all this time, I said, I never meditated. I would have loved to join the meditation. And this person said, actually, you are the anchor. As we go fly, you are the anchor of the group. That's why I realized that was the best compliment I ever had. I never would want to, I want to be sure everybody's safe. It's not like after meditation, you said, wow, I'm here, I want here, I'm high, you know that. But I am the ground in a certain way. So that in itself, from the form to the formless, is another level. I don't know what that means, Daryl, but that's how I say it.
Yeah, I believe I understand. With the next few minutes, and what I'd like to do, if I can, well, I guess I can because God gave me the voice, I'm going to ask you, if we could perhaps continue in one of the next couple of weeks, because I know you have the heart stop at 7, maybe even next week if you're available from 6:30 for about 20 minutes or so, and we can build on this, and I can invite, you can invite those to the other forums that you have, perhaps the Wednesday forums. Talk about the global meditation that you have for the full moon. We have just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, our goal is that, you see, it's interesting. Sometimes we meditate selfishly for ourselves, but actually we could meditate and put the intention there and do something for others, like for healing, for self-healing, meditation for forgiveness, meditation for world peace, meditation for blessing catastrophes, so we could use that way to meditate. So there are a lot of ways to meditate. It's just not like going inside and understanding it. So we have it every Wednesday, global meditation. You will see it. Some people who have a chattering mind where there are a lot of thoughts, that's the best time to do it, because about one half of the hundreds of people that are attending are going deep, and they will probably collectively affect you into your quieting your mind. Make sense?
Yes, because there's, and we've talked about this many, many times, there's power in the numbers because of the energy. As you say, all things are energy and everything is energy. So you're reaping the benefits of the synergy of the numbers of individuals. And that's what I love about the group meditations. Is there going to be a full moon meditation this month, Master Glenn?
Yes. There's going to be a full moon on Monday, March 25 at 7 o'clock. Log in for those who are listening. Log in at meditation, fullmoonmeditation.us, fullmoonmeditation.us. So you could use that to join hundreds of people to do that. I'll talk about the importance of the full moon, like Aries is starting out. It's going to be wonderful. I invite your listeners to experience it on Monday, March 25 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time or New York Time, and just go into fullmoonmeditation.us. It will direct you to how to log in.
I'll reemphasize that for the remainder of the program, these next 20 minutes or so. And I'll be joining the advanced meditation shortly thereafter. Master Glenn, I'm down to the end here. I'd like to invite you, if your time permits, I'll reach out to you tomorrow or later this evening, probably tomorrow, because it may be late after your advanced meditation, to see if we can continue this next week, because we'll still be under the full moon. Well, maybe there'll be some energy there. Next Thursday, and continue, and I want to talk a little bit about the pranic healing piece and how that ties in with the energy. So thank you again, folks. Master Glenn has to move on to his next event, but we've been talking with Master Glenn. I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that Master Glenn has done and is doing, and hopefully he'll be able to join us next week or the week after. Master Glenn, thank you for taking the time out. I know you're going to jump over there. I'll hopefully join you shortly. Just wishing you and your efforts all the best, as always.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Darrell. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. We have been talking with Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Dr. Glenn Mendoza, as I've mentioned early on, and for those of you who are regular listeners, I see the lines are jumping and popping. Is a regular with Productive News Weekly for, I want to say, close to a decade now. And he is actually a medical doctor, retired. He was a director of neonatal or neoperinatal medicine at Suffren Hospital in New York. He was actually the director of that department. And he then became an integrated physician, integrated for those of you who understand, just basically a doctor who appreciates holistic health. And, with that said, that's where everything is heading in terms of health and wellness and medicine. My thoughts, I'm not trying to disparage anyone's physician if they're strictly medical, but my thoughts is that medicine is moving just towards an integrated state, meaning doctors are beginning to appreciate more the natural and holistic aspect of health and wellness. And myself, I would not talk with a doctor that did not have some appreciation of natural health. Because if they're a a practitioner, which doctors are, and they'll tell you they have a practice. That's why they're why their businesses are called practices, because they are practicing medicine. But if they are a practitioner of medicine, then I would probably have just an issue with that. They should be practitioners of health and wellness, right? And if that's the case, how can you void an obvious aspect now? And it's not like it hasn't been there for decades or even centuries. It's just that it is with the technology of communication, for the most part, the majority of society is aware of natural and holistic approaches to wellness. And I'm saying that in contrast to an allopathic. And when I say allopathic, I'm speaking strictly medical, meaning using medicines, traditional medicines. And I believe my vision is that that traditional medicine will be partnered with some form of natural health going forward, and there will be no more straight medicine in terms of, you know, chemical medicine, because medicines from a traditional standpoint is in effect some form of chemical, because they're usually lab-based. Now, with that said, you're finding more and more natural approaches starting to integrate with allopathic approaches. And the reason being is simple, because it comes down to business and patents. And you can't patent grass. I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about just plain old grass in the ground. You can't patent chamomile. You can't patent it, folks. It just, you know, you can say, well, I own it. No, you don't. You can't patent alfalfa. I mean, I can give you 1,000, literally. There's over 1,200 common herbs, medicinal even, in nature, meaning they could, when I say medicinal, not medicine, but they are known to help alleviate symptoms, and in some cases, even illnesses. So what's beginning to happen is, for the business aspect of it, you're seeing companies and then individuals, proprietors of those companies, patenting a remedy that may be grounded in natural and have some aspect of something that's lab-based, laboratory-based, so that it can be patented. Because remember, a patent has to be unique. That's the nature of a patent. So we have to be very careful now, because we're starting to tread on what is sometimes referred to as a slippery slope. You know, where does that line cross over from it being all natural to, well, significantly natural, but it has some chemicals in it? You know, so for mine, having the background, the education, the knowledge, I kind of know where to draw that line. And that's where, you know, my recommendation is talk to a professional and let that individual be a part of your health regimen, and not someone who just reads a lot. I recommend every one of my clients read, get as many books as you can, but unless you're practicing, you're not a professional. It's just not. So that is a recommendation for me. You can go to my blog website at EssenceOfLifeCenter.com. That's Essence, like a magazine, so to speak. No conflict there. EssenceOfLifeCenter.com. And there's information there, how to reach me if you or a loved one or someone that you care about needs information on natural health and wellness. And we're just starting to build that out because in the last many years, I put that practice kind of in a back burner. I never stop because in practicing, you in natural health, as with anything, I don't care if it's woodwork, carpentry, electricity, whatever it is that you study or you're a professional in, you use it or lose it, you know the saying. So I've never stopped practicing. I have clients all over the country. But when I took on a position working with geriatrics, with seniors, which was good for my practice because I got a deeper dive in that aspect of natural health. And but then you're working in sort of a limited environment versus a freelance, and you're serving a specific clientele, which is what I have been doing. So I'm branching back out, and I'm taking on new clients, so you can go to that website if you'd like to get information on how I might be able to serve you. So with that said, we're in the throes of seasonal change, and whenever there's seasonal change, there's health adjustments that need to take place. And so some of the things that take place during this time are allergies, right? So you might be sneezing a bit more. There could be a scenario where it might be a virus or something of that nature. But very, very possibly it is simply allergies. And so we want to make sure that we're building the immune system up, sort of like when we did when we were entering autumn season, going into winter, build up your immune, because allergies is a reflection of a weakened immune system. So I always start with basic vitamins. Your C, make sure that'll help somewhat with the runny nose. And then, once you get that, you're going to end up with a drain. And then when you get the drain, that leads into something going into the chest. So I always recommend fenugreek and thyme as well. It's a good combination. They work very well together. Synergistically, individually, they don't work as well in terms of clearing out the sinuses, but they work very well together. So I utilize a few companies that I have been around for half a century to provide me with some of the formulas that I don't concoct myself. I am at that point where I am actually formulating my own formulas. And so those will be up on the blog site within the next month as I begin to formulate those. In the meantime, my teas are available. So you can reach out to EssenceOfLifeCenter.com and you'll have my contact information there, and be more than glad to talk with and help in any way that I can. So what else is new, as the saying goes? And then what happened? Just reminds me of a childhood cartoon that I used to watch with my daughter. But I want to give a shout out before I forget to to the folks that have, you know, been here with me for this decade. It doesn't seem like it, but it has been, of radio, going back to, you know, Broadway on New York at the New York studio with Dr. Gary Noll, who, as they say, you kind of root your baby teeth in, and learned so much there. And, of course, some of the iconic guests who supported me and encouraged me to continue, and probably would not be doing this if it weren't, you know, for them. Whether it be, you know, entertainers or just remarkable minds, as I like to call them, or even politicians. I think about even Ed Koch of New York. We've interviewed a few times, and we had some very spirited interviews. And I think about Dr. Joy DeGruy and Amiri Baraka, who truly was a mentor and encouraged me to continue this path. And, of course, I would be remiss if I never mentioned Dick Gregory, who I just bring his energies to the fore. I'll be doing some very special clips of some of the interviews and conversations that he and I have had over the years, personal things that you will not hear anywhere else on the planet. And I'm working on that now. It's another project, and you'll be hearing about that in the next month or so. Because as I went back into some of my archives and I realized some of those conversations I need to share with the world. So you'll be hearing about some of that, Dr. Eddie Taylor, some of those iconic conversations. Dennis Kucinich, who I consider a friend, literally. If you weren't listening to, at that time we were Progressive News Weekly, going back to the early days, just to throw a little history out there, when I was airing out of New York. And I'll give you a little history where that came from, because some wonder, if you go to the archives, you'll see some of the programs listed as Progressive News. And that was because the network that I actually was with at that time was Progressive Radio Network. And it, in fact, giving his due, Gary Noll, I just have to take my hat off. I think that, and Gary and I are still friends. He's an amazing, he's a remarkable mind. I'll just say that. Dr. Noll basically gave me an opportunity when he was starting his network, which is now worldwide, in New York. He was on terrestrial radio for years, and he was syndicated, and he was censored, and of course we know about that right now. So he's not one to be censored, and because he was strictly speaking his views, which thank God we still are able to here in America, we have a First Amendment. And they tried to censor him on the slot that he had had. So he pledged that he was going to spin off and create his own network, and that he did. And he even used to say back then, that was 2006, that was going to be the wave of the future. And it indeed is. Most of our news, I would dare say, is coming from streaming right now. But he was one of the pioneers. And when he went from terrestrial to start his own network, he was the only program on that particular network, Progressive News Network. And he would air at his same slot that he had when he was syndicated and doing his terrestrial radio, which was 12 to 1. Every day. He had done that for 20 years or more. And he held that slot, that time slot down, but he was looking, and then he also, because it was his network, He also had an evening program, but there were just basically two or three programs which were his. And his evening actually was more of a late afternoon. He didn't have an evening, but he had one at 12, and I think he had another one in the afternoon. But he was looking to fill the slots. And his goal was ultimately to have a 24-hour network, or at least a 12 or 18-hour network. And so he was looking to fill slots, and he began to solicit individuals, companies who wanted to take those slots, and he would vet them and come up into his office in New York. And so that's how it started. And at that time, I was really deep into my business. It was solo at the time. And when I say solo, I wasn't also working, you know, full-time as I am now. It was pretty much 100%. I was working my holistic naturopath business. And it just, you know, I was listening to him as I used to listen to him every day at 12 o'clock. And it just, one night it occurred to me, why don't you call Gary? He's saying that he will listen to any idea. And I reached out, talked to his program director about my idea to be one of his programs. And she embraced it. She loved it. She said, I love your idea, what you're talking about doing. I mentioned, you know, the name that I thought that I would go by, which would be a spinoff of his network, which was Progressive Radio Network. And I said, I would like to call it Progressive News Weekly. And I would be looking for one slot a week. And so that's where it started, and that's where I kind of cut my baby teeth because, you know, he's doing very well. In fact, he owns a Whole Foods. We used to own a Whole Foods. He's, you know, Upper East Side. Gary is not hurting for a dime. He has his own holistic health business. He has a product line. I think he has at least 100 products. So he's not hurting, and if you walked into a studio, you were thinking you were really walking into like an ABC or CBS net. I mean, he didn't spare a dime. And that's how I learned to go on air and, you know, all about radio. He lent me his program director, so if I wanted to interview someone, they would send out the memo or make the phone calls. And I got to know, you know, their people, and he just taught me the business. And that's when I began to reach out on my own, because his program director, who had been in radio himself 30 years, taught me how to procure guests and how to reach out to agents of notables. And you know, the rest is history. So what happened? Then what happened? So, yeah, that was a, I'm in New Jersey. Relatively speaking, not far from New York, but it was three trains to get to the studio. And I wasn't being paid. I mean, this was a labor of love, and I wanted to present, like I'm doing now, news and information intended to inspire, encourage, empower, and all those things. But it was an hour-plus ride each way. And there was an expense. I mean, it's not cheap to go into New York City, relatively speaking. I mean, it's not like a $3 bus ride, you know. So I don't remember. I think it was like $20 to get in and out. But, you know, so it, at a point in time, I had others that were tuning in, and I would have hundreds of people from around the country listening. And so I actually was solicited. You know, individuals were saying, you know, Daryl, would you like to come on our network? Because it was no secret where I was commuting, and I mentioned it like I'm doing now. And I had a situation with, he hired a new program director. And I had a situation where I always have and always will speak truth to power. And I had a program, and I really believe that this stemmed some of the, you know, some of the tide, and it was a good thing. But the program director, and it was so interesting because, you know, Gary was rooted in non-censorship, but he said something to me off kilter after one of the shows about my numbers, and I challenged him on it because we used to talk about the numbers, you know, how many hits, how many listeners, and I was always, the show took off, and I always had a, like, close to, right, relatively, some of the folks that I was airing against were medical doctors and practitioners, chiropractors, but my numbers were right there, and he says, oh, your numbers slipped this week, and I began to realize that when I had certain guests on, he would make those kinds of comments, like Dick Gregory, for example, and Dick Gregory, you know, he's going to speak his mind about anything. And at the same time, I was having individuals that were kind of pursuing me. So I just thought, you know, after a couple of years of that, and I talked with Dick, I talked with Gary about it. We went out to lunch. And he said, well, you know, he told me he didn't want me to go and da-da-da-da. He says, well, what we can do, he says, I don't do this now because my network is based on live, but I can do a podcast with you where, you know, you can record it. If it's a thing of travel, and I think we tried that for a little bit. And then I just went on to the network that I'm on now. Well, actually, there was an in-between. I actually had a podcast for about 6 months, which is very interesting, and I may be going back to a podcast. Keep on the lookout for that, because now that's coming back. And that was at least... Seven, eight, nine years ago that I did the podcast for a short time with an individual who has solicited me to be part of her network. And then ultimately I landed here, and I'm very pleased with my partners, Cecil and Jim Powell, just been so supportive in what I'm doing here, speaking the truth to power, and just speaking truth, logic, and common sense. So just a little history. I don't do that often. I don't think I've done that in maybe a year. But I wanted to give just a little background for the listeners here as we transition into spring. Yes, can you believe it? Get ready to go into, we've had our spring equinox, if you will. Actually, it's interesting because supposedly spring started on March 19th. So we're going to have some discourse about that with our friend Master Glenn, or one of our, you know, our other astrologist, astronomist, Miss Eula Pasternak, will be coming on within the next 2 weeks as well. We want to really kind of get the layout of what that's all about. The 19th being the beginning of spring, but that's not the beginning of spring every year. So, you know, what is that shift? Just like Easter, for example. And that that has to do actually with the moon. Isn't it interesting? And, you know, so many days that takes place between a religious event and that first moon after that event. So we'll spell out all of that in the weeks ahead. Next week, interesting, is Easter. Can we believe that about it? Actually the week after, because... next week would be Palm Sunday, and then the week after that would be Easter. This upcoming week is Palm Sunday, and then Easter. So, yeah, as they say, Easter is early this year. But, yeah, in terms of truth, logic, and common sense, we're going to wrap up in a couple of minutes. It's almost 7:30. Again, I just thank you, and that's one of the reasons why I went into that litany about, you know, my beginnings. But Dennis Kucinich, I mentioned him. He's back in the political realm. Shout out to my folks in Cleveland and wherever you are. 'Cause I got folks, you know, my relatives and and homies that are now living in different places around the country. So wherever you are, shout out to you, especially because, you know, you're part of who I am in growing up, as they say. And then to all my other friends around the country, around the world, my friends up in Canada, my friends down in the Caribbean who listen in and catch the archives, I thank you for tuning in. And like I like to say, God bless my friends up in Canada, what's going up there with that regime. That's a tough one. But we're going through our own regime here, and I'd be remiss if I ever let a program go off and not speak of it, because this is probably one of the most important years in the history of America in terms of what's happening politically with the weaponization of our Department of Injustice, as I would call it. This isn't about, really isn't about politics. It's just about truth, logic, common sense, and what's happening. So I'm just hoping that no one's trying to get on this bandwagon of vilification of our former president, because it's really an atrocity. And, you know, just be very, very careful that you don't let anyone try to tell you, oh, Trump this, Trump that. If you're watching and you're doing your due diligence, then right as I'm speaking to you, you know factually that what's going on about and against Donald Trump is all about him going against the establishment. I've said it for 6 years that when he said he was going to clean the swamp, he was not talking about just Democrats. So you can see what's happening now. And I'm not just for the sake of doing the I told you so, and I only have a couple minutes here. However, the truth will always be told. You can't put a light and have it shrouded. It's just like you're trying to say a tree can grow without any nutrients. No air, no water, no sunlight. And so as long as there's truth, it's going to sprout. So when you think about what's happening now, it's unquestionable. But you got to get the details, because otherwise you yourself won't believe it. If you catch yourself watching mainstream, ABC, CBS, NBC, and if you look and do your work, just do a little Googling. You got to be careful with that, because there are other means of getting information other than Google, by the way. But if you just seek out some information, you'll find out who owns ABC, who owns CBS, you know, who owns Disney. And I mentioned in the last week's program, you might want to go and do some, you know, some perusing into the archives of, and you'll go to blogtalkradio.com/Renford. And I listed about 15 or 20 companies that are not owned by American companies, and you just might be shocked, like your Holiday Inn. These are companies that are owned by Chinese nationals. Now, if you just your common sense, this is sixth grade social studies, which they don't even teach anymore for a reason. China's a communist country with communist ideals. There's something called the riggers. They have legal slavery there. Legal slavery there. They have legal slavery there. I said that three times for a reason. So their ideals are different. Socialist means that I can't do the things that we do here, there. You know, where we work, those things are regulated. How much we earn, those things are regulated. Where we go, you just don't leave the country if you're in China. You just don't say, oh, you know what, I'm going to America. It doesn't work that way. And that's why I'm telling you that those occupying the White House are compromised. But you've got to do your research. And I've got receipts on this, plenty of receipts. If you listen to the hearings that are taking place right now, it's almost scary. Well, actually, it could be. But fortunately, this is a land for the people, by the people, and of the people. So, you know, we're blessed in that sense that we can, you know, save our country, because China is well entrenched. And these 91 indictments, you can't make this up. How is it that in the course of this, you got Fani, or is it, it's not Fani, it's Fani, you know, had this scenario with her lover, who they found out had been visiting the White House prior to the case. So why are they visiting the White House? This is a get Trump thing. Donald Trump's property being valued at $18 million. Google Mar-a-Lago, Florida. The smallest number I could come up with was $300 million, and I've come close to over half a billion. But the judge in New York, and we all know that you can't get a fair trial if you're a Republican in New York. It's just a fact. Is trying to say, no, $18 million, and you overvalued your property, excuse me. So these are just pure vilification to try to stop a person that is going to expose a lot of people. And that's what this is all about. Without getting into the details, which I have in weeks past, but the receipt I have now, I know I'm running a little bit over. I'm going to just give you just a little something, just to understand that you've got to start looking beyond The View. If you're listening to The View, get a lobotomy. It's the same thing. It's bad. It's really, I mean, this guy Scarborough on MSNBC or MSNBC, I said DC, it's like Democratic National Congress. But these folks, you got to get a balance. I do. I listen to CNN, so I can just get an idea where they're coming from. But if you're not catching something or streaming some alternative information, you're lost. You don't know what's going on. You may not even realize that the FBI has determined that Hunter Biden laptop was real. If you didn't catch that, then you got a question. Okay, I need to check my news sources. There was a time I would not even on Fox News. I've got to get a balance. You have to, but, you know, One America, Newsmax, Real America's Voice, yeah, you can say those are right-wing media networks. But you got to have some balance. You can't just get all your information from CNN. But I promised you a treat, and I'm going to give you just a little treat. There's a brother. Yeah, there are some brothers who are, in fact, I was going to say Republicans in Congress. There are, but there's a brother, Byron Donaldson. Look out for that name. He's a, you know, as opposed to, I was going to say, don't hang up. Just, I only say that to my relatives. If you're a relative listening to me, I can say that to you. Don't hang up, because I can tell sometimes when the numbers are dropping here. And sometimes when I, you know, I get into things that disagree with people's assumed ideologies, they, you know, they want to hang up. But there's a brother who's a congressman. His background is in the finance industry. And he's in the investigative committee. And he he has been doing some investigation about Hunter Biden, and I don't know if you all realize that, you know, he was involved with Burisma, and it's so interesting that what's happening with Ukraine, and they're trying to, you know, say, oh, yeah, Trump was involved, that just like the documents, who was really holding the documents? Turns out Biden was holding documents in his garage unlocked. If you haven't seen those pictures, it's, you can't make it up. I mean, the boxes they showed in Donald Trump's fortress, which is guarded by Secret Service, don't even, they pale in comparison to what they had found that Biden was holding. And by the way, Biden, when he got the documents, he wasn't even a vice president. He was a senator. I mean, you know, there's controversy that a president has a right to declassify documents. I mean, they're at least the conversation. There's question, how did he get the documents? I mean, you have a right to take documents. Now, classified, declassified, there's some question about that. Okay. But any documents, how did he get them? And you're not hearing this on left-wing media. Left-wing, right-wing, I say all the time, they're the same. But you know what I'm talking about, CNN, ABC, CBS. So how is all these networks anti-Trump? Well, if you look at the sponsors, you know, a mentor of mine used to say, follow the money. Who's sponsoring ABC and CBS and NBC? And then you look at these companies that I'm telling you about who are now owned by China. By the way, do you think China would sell any property close to one of their military bases? It so happens in some of our states that are run by, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, but I'm observant as an independent. And in doing homework the last 3 or 4, 6 months, one of the leading purchasers of property are companies from China. How do you do that? Is not China an adversary of ours? No? So, back to Hunter Biden. Byron Donaldson, a congressman from Florida, has done an enormous amount of research. And he's got receipts. He's done the homework, receipts, with Hunter Biden's signature on it, written from banks from China. I mean, there's a controversy that he's been traveling with his dad when his dad was vice president. So now all of this is coming out, but it's being suppressed because it's not hitting mainstream at all. If you don't see this on ABC or CBS, that's suppression of information, vital information. It's actually election interference, to be honest with you. Just like the laptop and the fact that it was legitimate and that didn't come out, just so happened until a couple months after the election. Statistics have shown that if individuals had known that the Hunter Biden laptop was real, that it could have swung as much as 20% the results of the election. Yeah, I do believe the election was fraudulent, in case anybody's wondering. I guess I've lost a few listeners. Maybe I've picked up a few. But you've got to use your logic and common sense. And again, this isn't political. No affinity for any reason. I just believe in fairness, and it's important that we understand. Because I love the country I'm in, and the children therein especially, and having nieces, nephews, great-nieces, great-nephews, my own child. I care about these folks. When you start talking about drag queen story time, like Arsenio used to say, I'm talking about Arsenio Hall, homeboy, Cleveland, roof. Makes you go, drag queen story time? For third graders? I know my mom, my grandma, my granddad would not be having it. Talking to my relatives now who might be caught up in this mess. They would not be having transgender of third, fourth, fifth graders. And what I'm saying by that is certain, and it's Democratic, so this is a Democratic thing. This is Democratic perversion. Certain districts around the country are trying to say that the local school board should have the right to help a child to understand if they're really a male or a female without parent consent. If you align with that, then you are a Democrat. But if you don't, you might want to say, that's not the morals I was raised on. So I want to just play this for you because you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Get some information for you here. See if I can log this up for you. All right, so this is Byron Donelson, congressman, a brother, in fact. Let's see if I can get it.
Stipulating $100,000 going from PEFC into the bank account of Hunter Biden through Owasco PC.
Without objection to order.
On August 8th, 4 days later, $5 million is then transferred from the Northern International Capital account of $5 million to Hudson West III. Hudson West III is a bank account controlled by Hunter Biden and Mr. Gon Wang, a.k.a. Kevin Dong, who is a CEFC associate. That money comes from the Northern International Capital a bank account that is tied to the CCP. Mr. Chairman, I want to submit for the record the bank statement demonstrating that transfer.
Without objection, so ordered.
Okay, moving on. On August 8th, the same time period, there is a wire transfer of $400,000 to Owasco PC from the Hudson West III bank account. That $400,000, Mr. Chairman, I have the transfer records and the bank accounts from the August time period. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection to order.
Now, here's where the fun stuff comes in, everybody, and I got a minute to do it, so we're going to get this done. On August 14th, there is $150,000 that is transferred from Owasco PC, which is controlled by Hunter Biden, to Lion Hall Group, which is controlled by James Biden. I have the records here, Mr. Chairman, of the $150,000 that has gone to Lion Hall Group from Owasco PC. I want to submit that for the record.
Without objection to order.
On August 28th, and I believe we have a screenshot for everybody in the room, on August 28th, Mr. Chairman, we have the withdrawal ticket from Lion Hall Group that is signed by Sarah Biden, who is the wife of Jim Biden, for $50,000 to withdraw from Lion Hall Group. I want to submit that withdrawal receipt for the record.
That objection to order.
On September 3rd, on August 28th, actually, Mr. Chairman, we have the deposit reference. It's a Sarah Jones Biden's account on the same day she withdrew it from Lion Hall. I want to submit that
objection to order.
Last document. On September 3rd, 2007, from Sarah Biden's own personal account, there is a check that is written to Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr., the President of the United States today, for $40,000, signed loan repayment. A loan repayment, by the way, that Joe Biden's own personal accountant, Mr. Eric Schwerin, has no record for. I want to submit that for the record, Mr. Chairman.
That objection is ordered.
To the members of the committee, it is clear that the source of this money came from CEFC, and as CEFC is a company that is directly linked to the CCP and actually the chairman of the CCP, the chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, Chairman Xi Jinping. With that, I yield.
Folks, there's so much stuff that you all do not know because you've been misled. If you really are thinking, yeah, Trump is criminal and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, when you know that you know that you know, it's like for us Christians, and if you're not, I don't disparage you. As long as you believe in love, I've always said it, I always will. I don't care if you're Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu, Jewish. If your heart is truly in the realm of love, I think we can at least have some conversation. You know, no voodoo mess. Or and I say voodoo in a sense that you're trying to hurt someone because there are those that have practiced that, and it's like witchcraft that say, oh, no, this is the positive side of it. Okay, all the minutiae aside, forget that. What I'm talking about is truth, logic, and common sense. My truth, logic, common sense dad and mom and grandmoms, thank God I had both, my great-grandmom and my granddad. They taught me and my family. My dad used to say, be your own man. I don't care what political party. Yeah. Yeah, dad used to say, I don't care. He wasn't no staunch Democrat, and I would take that toe-to-toe with anybody in my family. He just believed in, this is what these people believe in, this is what these people. Use your good common sense, he used to say. And I was roped in with the whole Obama thing and all of that. I was campaigning for him. Same thing with Clinton. Come to find out, Clinton put more blacks in prison than any other president in the history of America. So now I'm very much more discerning. I don't get roped in. No more banana in the tailpipe being bamboozled, if I can. Because I look back and I say, you know, I really wasn't discerning. I was just kind of going, yeah, he's black. And that's what I used to say. But, I look back on it and think about it. Our culture is blacks. We were steeped, you know, historically. A lot of Africans were black that sold us into slavery. So just because you black don't mean that you somebody that's on my side, i.e. Al Sharpton, Maxine Waters, and that whole clique. So, yeah, because I care and because I'm now aware, I'm gonna bring the truth, bring it real. And I got receipts, just like you heard Brother Brian talking about in Congress. That brother's coming to Congress. He's coming strong. They said, you want me to be a congressman? You sure? Okay, well, I got a finance background on Wall Street, and I know numbers. I know fraud. I'm from the hood. And these people here, they doing racketeering. So you need to understand that this is what this is all about. And that's why Trump got, in 2016 when he won, about 4% of the black vote. In 2020, he got about 8%. That's doubling. Trump is up to 20. There's some that say close to 30. But the minimum, he's the low 20s in terms of blacks. Get off the Democratic plantation, folks. Eventually you're going to find out, but don't find out after you or your loved one's been hurt by this regime, because this is fascism. When somebody tries to take a political opponent out by illicit means, I mean, this woman, remember the four major cases, the woman got $83 million. You need to look up her background. She's no Mother Teresa by a long shot. And she got $83 million. And then this case about misvaluing the property, and they're trying to say you can't even appeal it unless you can give us a half a billion. There's never been anything in the history of the nation like that. They've gotten so comfortable that they're shooting themselves in the foot. Because what's happening is, as you and I become more aware of this and we start digging, because I don't want you to believe Darryl Clark. I want you to do your own research if you dare. I know my family will. But those who are not, because you're all like family. I'm talking about my blood family. But those who are not blood family, do the research. Because we Clarks, we don't play like that. We're not going blindly. And if we got a relative, whether it's a spouse or a child or cousin, we're going to wake them up and say, guess what I found out? Darryl found that. Did you know? And I predict by the time this election happens, we're going to have 50% of our blacks that's going to wake up. And here we go again. The country was built on blacks, right? It's going to depend on a lot of African Americans to save this country. If 20% got it that close, and it was significantly fraudulent. So I'm saying that to say this is probably the most important time of our history. If you care about your children, if you care about the perversion that is being pervaded here, and we know when it started, and I'm not anti. You know that saying, some of my best friends are black, some of my best friends are white. Well, I know a few gay folks, and I ain't mad at them, and I would consider one or two a friend. If I called them, they'd probably loan me some money if I needed it faster than I know some blacks would. So it's not about that. And by the way, these same folks know that it's perversion that's going on. So it's not about being gay and all this, but when you try to impose, and you try to impose some illicit lifestyle, because there's a difference between gay and being perverted, believe it or not. And you start talking about transgendering a child. You start talking about a little girl or a teenage girl or an adult woman competing against a man who calls himself a woman, but biologically is a man. Mm-mm. I'm not waiting for my niece, great niece, great great nieces to get hurt going in a bathroom and some man come in, and don't you either. Perverted Democrats. That's what this is about. And a lot of folks behind the scenes. By the way, two things before I let you go on this one, if you're still here with me. Two words, two names. George Soros, what I believe is, I mentioned George Soros on a program with Mr. Tony Grant. Mr. Tony Grant, if you haven't heard that name, if you're a regular listener, you haven't been a listener, go back 2 years on some of my programs. Investigative journalists, 3 years, he said, folks, look out for George Soros. He's a multi-billionaire who hates blacks, and he's going to start something. What did he do? He started BLM, built larger mansions. That's what he did. He's funding these DAs, these corrupt DAs, who are saying defund the police. Defund the police? Well, hell, just take down all the stop signs and the stoplights in the world, in the country. All a plot. All a plot. And who gets disproportionately affected? The open borders? Who gets disproportionately affected? Yeah. And that's why I predict a minimum of 50% of the blacks will wake up, not this wokeness, and say, you know what? This is wrong. This is wrong. Wow. I didn't see it. I didn't want to admit, but Trump was right. I mean, everything that they accused him of doing, they were doing. That's what I see. I'm just keeping it real with you. And I got receipts. And I'll be bringing them to you. But in the meantime, I want you and yours to be healthy, well, do some meditation on Sunday, fullmoonmeditation.us. Jump on it. Master Glenn is going to be there. He's going to give a special discourse on Aries and full moon. He's going to spend about 20 minutes just talking about what are the attributes of Aries and where does that come from in relation to other zodiac signs. So he's going to go not too deep. You don't have to put on the waders, but he's going to go enough for you to be grounded more than you are. So you want to catch that. He said that's on the 25th, and that's at 7 p.m., and that's a global meditation. There'll be thousands of folks on the line, and there's energy. And I'll tell you something else, folks. You can take that energy and use it for whatever's happening in your life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's health, whether it's financial. That's energy, and you can tap that energy. Like he said, prayer, you're talking to God. Meditation, you're listening, and you're getting the feedback. So I really encourage you to do that. Now, I was supposed to be on a global global advanced meditation with Master Glenn here in the last 20 minutes or so, because he started about 7 or so. I'm going to jump off and do that, but I really want you all to be safe, be well, be aware above all. This is one of the most important times in the history of not just America, but the world, because we're the grounding of the planet. If you think about it, I mean, other countries around the world, they take a lead from us. And Biden is sold out to CCP. It's that simple. Look around you. How much in your property is in your room where you are right now is owned by or made in China? And Trump has said, not happening. The only president that put tariffs on China, but yet he's supposed to be, you know, in bed with China. The only one. Same thing with Russia. Only one that shut down the Russian pipeline. But he's supposed to be in bed. It's reverse psychology, folks. And now that I'm aware of it, no more banana in my tailpipe. And I wish that for you. Tell someone you love them, because you don't know what's going to be going on tomorrow. And I love you. And with that said, I'm going to shut it down. Until next week, hopefully we'll get Master Glenn back. I just want to say I love you more than you know. And have a blessed evening. And I'll talk with you, hopefully, and we'll talk together. Hopefully you'll call in and give me your input, your thoughts. Do some research. Don't believe me. Don't believe anybody in this desperate times. God bless for you and yours. Let's close out on some love. Find some love. Love. Keep us together. Little Roy years. Can't you keep me?